from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The presidents, present and future, meet today at the White House. In just a few hours, Donald Trump will be meeting with the man who worked relentlessly to see that he might not become the next president of the United States. That, of course, would be current President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump will be making his first visit to the White House later in what will be a show of unity, not only for the country, but for the entire world. Yesterday, losing Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton told voters that they owe Mr. Trump an open mind and a chance to lead.
We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America. And I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
The meeting today between the now and future chief executives begins the gradual transfer of power so that Trump is ready to be sworn in on January the 20th. Carrying signs and reciting chants denouncing the president-elect as racist and misogynistic, thousands of protesters took to the streets in cities across the country.
Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay! Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay!
A large crack, New York City's Fifth Avenue, directly in front of the Trump Tower where the president-elect lives. This was in Seattle.
We're just here in solidarity for all the people that are most traumatized by this person stepping into power.
We will see a huge wave of resistance, and we will build a strong coalition here in Seattle and nationwide to mobilize from day one against Trump.
Yeah! This is VOA News. Despite winning the presidential election, Donald Trump appears to be losing the popular vote. As vote counting continued across the country, Hillary Clinton, for the moment, still holds a narrow lead in the popular vote, according to unofficial results tallied by Associated Press. European Council President Donald Tusk says the election of Donald Trump has brought uncertainty and poses new challenges for transatlantic ties. European Union foreign ministers will hold a special meeting on Sunday to assess the election. Many world leaders congratulated Trump on Wednesday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
In the aftermath of hard-fought and often divisive campaign, it is worth recalling and reaffirming that unity in diversity of the United States is one of the country's greatest strengths. I encourage all Americans to stay true to that spirit.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel hopes to meet with Trump before the G7 meeting in Italy in May. Mexico's president also plans to meet with Trump. The Mexican government says it's ready to lobby the U.S. Congress to block Trump's plan to impound remittances to pay for a new border wall. Pakistan says recent killings of Haqqani network leaders in Afghanistan show allegations that Islamabad is harboring the terrorist group are misplaced. Afghan and U.S. officials have long alleged Haqqani's use sanctuaries on Pakistani soil with the help of the neighboring country spy agency for plotting deadly cross-border attacks in support of the Taliban insurgency. Pakistan's government has consistently rejected those charges. An explosion at a district governor's house in southeastern Turkey wounded three people on Thursday, including the governor. Turkish state media said the cause was a rocket attack by rebels from the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, and that security forces were searching for the terrorists responsible. The PKK has carried out frequent attacks in southeastern Turkey. The United Nations agency monitoring the nuclear pact between Iran and six world powers said Wednesday that Iran has been storing heavier water than the agreement allows. Now, the heavier water could be used in the process of making warheads. It was the second such breach since implementation of the agreement that limits Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting of sanctions. The confidential International Atomic Energy Agency report was released by the press. The U.S. military said Wednesday its airstrike campaign targeting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria killed 64 civilians and injured eight others during the past year. New numbers released by the U.S. Central Command bring the official total to 119, with another 37 injured since the operation began in August of 2014. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.